It's Maryland Morning on 88.1. I'm Sheila Cast. Photographer A. Aubrey Bodine worked for the Baltimore Sunday Sun for almost half a century, 1924 to 1970. During that career, he captured the way Marylanders lived and worked. His daughter, Jennifer Bodine, put together a collection of his work that depicts a wide range of Maryland jobs. Some occupations, like umbrella menders and carriage makers, are long gone. Others, tomato pickers, firemen, sailors, are still around, though they may look different. The book is called Bodine's Industry, The Dignity of Work. I spoke with Jennifer Bodine about it in June 2013. I asked her to tell me how her father went about taking his photos.
Well, for the most part, he was given assignments. He worked for the Sun. He was a feature photographer at the age of 21, a job he held until he died in 1970. He was an assignment photographer. He would get the assignment and go off and take the picture, sometimes without reporters.
But boy, the photos in this book, I mean, they're not what we think of as news photographs.
No, he was a feature guy. He never had to shoot a fire. There is a fireman picture in the book, but that
but
is
it's not because he was covering a burning building.
But he got his assignments from his editor, and because he traveled so much around the state, he would often bring stories to his editor, and then they would follow up on that.
I'd like listeners to get some sense of these images. I mean, there's such clarity and such art to them. How do you describe your father's photography?
He would conceive, he was a pictorialist, which is to say he made pictures. They weren't necessarily what was truly there. There were two schools of photography, one pictorial where you could play with the image, add things, take things out, like Photoshop, but this Photoshop did not exist at that time, and there was straight shooting.
Well, first of all, these are all black and white.
These are all black and white.
And how did he manipulate them?
Clouds, for example. He was noted for his cloud formations. He had a cloud file. You take a picture of cloud, you take a picture of a landscape, you smash the two together, and you have a picture.
Smashing the two together.
Well, it's called double plating.
We kind of get that. We kind of get manipulation like that with Photoshop, but how did he do this in the darkroom?
He would take multiple negatives and put them together and make the picture off one print off of the multiple negatives, one atop the other. Not done anymore.
There's a photo on page 51.
I love this one.
A photo of an ice manufacturing plant, and these big blocks of ice seem to be glowing.
Very surreal. He would have done that with basic lighting. Photography is all about lights. And what he knows, I do not know. I am not a photographer. I did not follow in any of these footsteps. But when I saw this picture, I was absolutely spellbound. I mean, what's so interesting about a guy moving a block of ice? But it is so surreal.
On 88.1 WIPR, this is Maryland Morning. I'm Sheila Cass speaking with Jennifer Bodine, daughter of Baltimore Sun photographer A. Aubrey Bodine, and editor of a book of his photographs called Bodine's Industry, The Dignity of Work. There is a picture labeled Umbrella Mender.
Oh, that is so sad. And that was a classic Depression picture.
Yeah, describe the photo to us.
Well, it's a man who looks like he has the cares of the world on his shoulders. He looks like he's about 80, probably was about 45, carrying umbrella pieces in a little sack. And he went, I think he was
he's
on...
He's passing in front of a house.
And a
picket fence. Strong verticals behind him.
Well, that was Bodine's art training, too. That is also a subject to cover. But, yeah, here was this fellow. Now, whether he just happened along and saw this guy, I don't know, because I do have firsthand experience. Bodine would see a picture, and we would be going somewhere. For example, taking me to a little party. There's, you know, when you're five, parties with crinolines and patent leathers. And he'd see a picture. We'd stop, take the picture. I'd miss the party. It did not matter. So if he wasn't on a deadline for the Sun and had to be somewhere, he would just stop the car and we would take the picture.
So if he took a picture like that, as you said, this guy has the cares of the world written on his face and his posture. Was there a message your father was trying to send?
I don't think so. He was not... issue-oriented. He was not movement-oriented. Message is not what he's sending. Art is what he is sending. And seeing people in their... the umbrella mender. He would have seen that guy walking down the street, and he would have stopped the car and asked the guy's permission, and he would have taken the picture.
Of the thousands of his images that you have, how did you make your choices?
Some that I knew that he was particularly partial to. In our business, we have some pictures that have been shown to be very, very popular. That was part of the selection. I also wanted to show some pictures of people doing jobs you wouldn't even think about. The umbrella menders, one. A young woman examining toothbrush hairs. I never thought somebody did that
bristles.
For a living.
Bristles.
Yeah, yeah. The bristles. And I thought that it would be interesting to throw in some pictures of jobs that simply no longer exist.
You said some photos that he was partial to. Did you talk to him about it?
I left home at 18, and that would have been in 1966, and he died in 1970. So unfortunately, when he was alive, I didn't know I would be doing any of this. I would have asked him a lot more questions. His work was pretty much my inconvenience, but that is, I'm speaking as a teenager, a trite teenager.
What do you hope that people will get from this book?
Oh, Lord, what happened to all those jobs? Where do all those people go? It's really a history book, although when I set out to do the book and my picture selections, I selected what was interesting, at least to me, or what I thought was representatively interesting about him. But a lot of those, they no longer exist. But
and of course,
it tells
right
a history.
Now,
it tells it, this is it really a his in a sense a history of the mid-Atlantic in the mid-20th century, if you look at a lot of those jobs. But I didn't put the thing together with the idea of history. I was doing it with the idea of, ooh, that's a really neat-looking picture.
Well, I'm really grateful to you for talking to us about it. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much. I enjoyed it.
Jennifer Bodine. She's the daughter of Baltimore Sunday Sun photographer A. Aubrey Bodine, and editor of a book of his photographs called Bodine's Industry, The Dignity of Work. We spoke in June of last year. She's preparing another book of her father's photographs. It will focus on trains in Maryland. You can also see some of the photos in Bodine's Industry at our website, wypr.org/Maryland Morning. On 88.1, I'm Sheila Cast. Ahead on our Labor Day show, a new senior portrait. Stay tuned to 88.1.